Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of EMS Capades Off Duty. Official podcast of EMS Capades, the comic strip. I am your host, Ben Quincy. Call me Ben, call me Quincy. Whatever. Call me Handsome. How's that sound? This is your host, Handsome. So, yes, I want to apologize. This podcast is a week late. This podcast is actually a week late from the original date and two episodes late from a second date that was promised. I said it would be the Thanksgiving episode. I had all intentions of making it a Thanksgiving episode. I worked Thanksgiving morning. My 24 gets off. It's 9 to 9. Don't even get me started. Ugh. I'm not a fan, but I am alone in this out of the six people who work the 24-48 rotation at my present service. I apparently am alone in this fact that I think 9 to 9 sucks. I find the traffic was easier because it didn't exist at 6:30 in the morning to get there for a 7 to 7. I liked being off at 7. Sure, you hit some traffic on the way home, but I liked being done. So the 9 to 9 doesn't really change anything. I usually hit traffic between 8 and 8:30 to go to work anyway. So I have to leave at like 8, when before I could leave at 6:30 and be there by 7. Now I got to leave at 8 to get there by 9 if I'm lucky. And then in the morning, it's like, I just want to go home. So 9 to 9. Getting back to what I was saying is, I think I held over to 10 because somebody had to jump on a truck or there was some circumstance where I didn't get off work until, I believe it was 10 o'clock. And so I didn't get home till after 10 in the morning. At that point, you know, the kids are up. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was on. Cinnamon rolls were cooking in the air fryer, by the way. We bought ourselves an air fryer, and cinnamon rolls in the air fryer is freaking amazing. But we, you know, we totally got into the swing of things, and I didn't mean to back burner you, but I did. And I was confident that I could just go ahead and pick up on the podcast today, this being Monday, November 30th. Could pick up on the podcast today, and you guys would still be thankful for all the things that you said you were thankful for this past week when I called out and said, what are you thankful for? I'm hoping that since Thanksgiving, you haven't decided, screw that, I'm not thankful for good partners. Good partners can go to hell. I'm sure you are still thankful for these things. So I knew I didn't have to redo a new podcast question. I could just roll with this one. And so that's what we're going to do. To touch on something really super fast, I'm in kind of like a spunky, good, kind of different mood. If I sound a little upbeat, maybe I'm talking a little faster than normal. I'm just in a different kind of mood. I'm in a weird positive kind of mood against what today is. For those of you who maybe listened to the old podcast, and I know I refer to the old podcast, and eventually, probably episode 5 or so, or maybe in the future, somewhere, I'll stop doing that because it isn't out there. So a lot of you are like, I don't know what he's talking about, because I'm hoping to snag a lot of new listeners. But the point being is, November 30th is the anniversary of the death of my father and my brother. My father killed my 7-year-old half-brother and himself on November 30th of 1995. That is 25 years ago today. 25. Now, that's the thing. That's why I'm in kind of a somewhat positive, happier mood. It's very crazy. But it's not because, it's not because I'm okay with it. I'm never going to be okay with it. I mean, the tragedy is just a wound that I will have for the rest of my life. But I have made it a quarter of a century past that. Isn't that neat? a quarter of a century. Now, isn't that neat to lose two of your immediate family and people that you love? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's the past is the past and you can't change it, you know? But here I am. Like, it's crazy that if you would have told me at 17 years old that, you know, if you'd have told me any of the things, you're going to be a stand-up comedian, you're going to act in some things, you're going to have a comic strip, you're going to have five books on Amazon Prime, $9.95. I'm not doing that. I'm not plugging, I'm teasing. But you're going to have books out there, like self-published books, but you're going to have fans and you're going to have all this stuff. I would have been like, oh yeah, right. You know, because my crystal ball was cloudy. That's what depression does for you. You know, back then I was, you know, crystal ball. I didn't see the future. I didn't see past 1 o'clock in the morning. So I'm definitely shocked in a happy way, if that makes any sense to you. I am shocked that I guess I have survived to this point. If you want to call yourself a survivor, knowing maybe there was touches of depression as a teenager, like as a preteen, maybe, or like 13, 14, maybe. I'm not sure. But definitely after that happened at 17, I definitely know I was a clinically depressed person. In hindsight, the choices that I made, the things that I did, the way that I talked to certain people, the way that I viewed life, it was definitely there. So I always somewhat consider that the start. That would be when I started battling true depression, you know, not a bad time, not a bad breakup, not little things like that, but like the days were a upward slog to get through. They were just a battle and a half. That was what had started in November of 95. Well, December 1st, if you want to be technical. That was immediately when I began smoking cigarettes. Went the very next morning and bought a pack of cigarettes for the first time. Yeah, it was something, right? I mean, it was a life-changing event. But also what it did was it gives me a starting point of sorts to look back at. And so while it is 25 years since losing two people that I loved very much, it is also 25 years surviving depression and not letting it take me to a place where it took my father and my mother at times has been low enough to make attempts on her life. And I don't speak of my mom's very much. My mom is a fan. My mom does listen. But I just say, you know, she's still here. She's been doing really great. I'm very proud of her. She has been really good. I mean, she's had her battles. She's had her bad days and good days, like myself and like anybody. But she's doing much better than she ever has. And that's a big thing for my personal happiness, too, is not having that constant worry kind of going on in the background. I've let my guard down a little bit, you know, but she has. And so my dad, very, you know, my dad's successful on what I know to be his first attempt. I don't know if he ever tried it, you know, prior to that. And then my mom having a couple of her own. To be here 25 years of battling this and to not have had any attempts or even really coming too close. It was the thought of it or the thought of maybe that made me get online, find a doctor, make a phone call and get myself treated. And I've taken medicine and done therapy and all that stuff. So it was that that made me do that. But I do feel a sense of accomplishment. So it's looking at the situation from a different direction. So yes, 25 years is a long time. And if you want to focus on that aspect of it, that means I have been missing two people very much for 25 years. And that is a long time, you know, but it doesn't change. I mean, it isn't really hard because I miss my grandmother, who, you know, my Grammy, as we call it, who passed away in 2010, you know, I miss her. And so what's the difference between the 10 years of missing her and the 25 years is just time, you know? So taking all of that away, because it is something that you can't change, the past is set, looking at it as, what does it mean to me now? Positively, I am a survivor for a quarter of a century. I have been battling and winning against depression. That's cool. You know, I'm very, very amazed. So there we go. That got a little deep on you. But I'm telling you, it's because today is what today is, November 30th. But also after Thanksgiving, the holidays have always been historically a rough time for me. I mean, who's happy about the fact that, like, after that went down in 1995, I was supposed to try and scrape up a thought of Christmas. You know, it's my senior year of high school. All my friends are like, oh, it's the holiday. And my girlfriend, so what are we going to get each other? You know, what's our money limit? Or, you know, I don't want a big gift. And I'm sitting here going, gift? I'm just was so in a different headspace, you know. Like I said, I didn't see Christmas until it was Christmas Eve, and I was like, oh, I guess tomorrow's Christmas. My crystal ball didn't afford me glimpses very far into the future ever. So I'm looking back with some clarity. Wow, 25 years. So I'm glad that you are here with me right now, listening to this. And I'm glad that I have this platform in which to speak, and I'm glad I have this ability to speak, because I know there's a couple of you out there, because you've reached out to me. I know there's a couple of you out there who battle your own depression, and I'm, you know, I'm here. But two, there are some of you who will never reach out to me, but you will listen to this podcast, and you'll listen for the moments like this. And I'm so glad that I am able to give you moments like this. It would sound like I was tooting my own horn to say I'm so brave, that I'm brave enough to speak about this. But I guess there is a braveness. Is that right? Is braveness the word? Courage. There's courage enough to do this. And so I sit here right now. Okay, you know, tiny bit nervous as to how it will be received. Tiny bit nervous if my mom would be upset with me for putting a teeny bit of her business out there. But once again, Mom, I am proud of you. I love you, and I'm glad you're doing better. So, but I'm just putting a little bit out there just to let you know, heredity plays a part in depression and all these things that you may personally know. The person who is listening to this right now, that this is just hitting home and ringing true. And I'm telling you, 25 years from now, you could be having this same thought as I am now, going, wow. Because it is possible. It is entirely possible. And that's all I can say, is it's possible. I don't know how you're going to get there. I don't always know how I got here, but it's a neat and awesome thing to sit here a quarter of a century later. So, all right. Whew. That was pretty cool. That felt good. But let's go ahead. As I said, let's go ahead and get into today's podcast. the things that you were thankful for, I'm sure you're still thankful for. I hope that you're still thankful for. And also, a little thing came in where somebody shared my podcast-like question, like, what are you thankful for? Shared it over to another subreddit in Reddit. So I have five places that I will be reading responses from today. And if you want to know those places, this is how this goes. So this part is the part where you are a part of my show, where I read your responses and reply to your responses to the podcast question that is posted on the social media pages, typically on Wednesday. I try and post it for the following Monday's episode. It is posted on Facebook, Reddit, Twitter, Instagram, and that's it. The fifth one is the new subreddit, which might be a part of things. I don't know yet. So primarily it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Reddit. That's the order. Okay. Facebook.com/EMEscapades. Twitter.com, the name is EMEscapades. In Instagram, it's at EMEscapades. On Reddit, it is Reddit.com/r/EMEscapades. All four of those services. And then the subreddit r/EMS, which is the EMS subreddit, has over 90,000 people. That is one of the first places that I posted my EMEscapades comic strips that got it discovered by an editor at Gems who read that subreddit. She's no longer with Gems. Asked me to be a part of their blog network. Just showed me that something I did creatively at a time that I needed a creative outlet did something, you know, or it was worth something. And so it's neat because, once again, to look back 5 years, 500 comic strips between Gems and my personal page, that's neat. So there's a lot of accomplishments going on, and it all kind of has come to me today of all days, being what today is. So if you follow on the social media pages, like I said, REMS, I don't know if they're coming into the mix. I'll talk to somebody over there about it. I'd love to post the podcast question there, and I'd love to post the podcast episode when it premieres. But that is up to them, not up to me. If you are listening and you are a moderator on that or you are a part of that, get with me. Maybe we could partner up, because I will give you guys love. I will mention that subreddit on every episode of this podcast as another place that people can go to answer the podcast question and to listen to the podcast when they post. So if you want to be a part of it past today, let me know, REMS. I'm here. But in the meantime, the podcast question of the day posted to the social media pages or of the episode for the podcast episode was, for Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for? Basically. I believe I clarified and said, what in EMS are you thankful for, keeping it EMS themed, as, you know, what in EMS are you thankful for, because it is EMEscapades off duty. But some of you took it to, I think a couple of you took it to things that weren't EMS related, and that's cool, because I have some things that I was thankful for that aren't EMS related either. So what am I thankful for? Allow me to kick off. In no particular order, here are the things that your friend Ben Clincy is thankful for. My family and their health. My own continued good health, mentally and physically. My perfect lab work. Got some lab work back lately. All of my blood work is perfect. My cholesterol is 129. Ain't that silly? For a guy who's almost 400 pounds and is 42 years old and all cholesterol. Killing it. my fans and their own good health. I am so happy to hear all of you are doing well and that you're here, and you know, I still hear from you. So in the COVID world, we're all still alive and kicking. I'm incredibly thankful for that. I'm thankful for a good place to work, even though I don't like the 9-to-9 very much. The 9-to-9 24s. The company that I work for is a great bunch of people who own it. Like I said, they're friends. I've said this before, you know, maybe the old podcast, maybe this podcast, but I've mentioned it is a company that my friends had started, and I'm happy to still be a part of it. And I still very much believe in their success and what they're going to do with this. So I'm happy to be here. My ability mentally and physically to do all the things that I do, which goes back to things I've explained, spinning plates, which is like when the podcast drops off or the comic strip, I'm always spinning plates. I got college and I've got kids and I've got work and I've got this and that and that and that. But physically and mentally, I'm able to do it. And I'm thankful for that. I'm also thankful for sweet and spicy chili Doritos. They are the ones in the purple bag. They are incredible. I am also thankful for tater tots. I love tater tots, hash rounds, hash browns. I like little chunks of potatoes packed together in some kind of a shape. I'm a fan. I do like French fries too, don't get me wrong. I love tater tots, but I am also a fan of the potato wedges at 7-Eleven and Spinks. I'm thankful for those. I am thankful for funny ER staff. When you're taking a call into the ER, or if you work for me for a private service, sometimes you're also taking them home or somebody else you didn't bring in back to a nursing home or whatever. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and you're just like, particularly, I think the night before Thanksgiving, there was a nurse. She's from Boston. She has a slight Massachusetts accent. She's cute as can be. And for some reason, she had salt and peppers push it in her head. So we're at the nurse's station. I'm trying to get turnover. And she's just going, ooh, baby, baby. Now, meanwhile, the patient has dementia. And she's also not really, she can't really hear. And she's not within too much of an earshot. And I believe she might have been the only patient in that ER at that time. It was just, you know, a Q-word night. And she was just in a mood. I don't know. She was in the nurse's break room. We were like, where is she? Oh, I believe she's in the nurse's break room. She comes out. Oh, baby, 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 baby. And I laughed about that for like an hour or something. I think after the call was over, I've got this song stuck in my head. I'm sitting in the recliner at work and I'm chuckling. And I'm like, I need to get back to bed. I need to. Ooh, baby, baby. So I love funny ER staff. They can make 2 o'clock in the morning not so bad. So thankful for them. I'm thankful for adorable and funny and friendly dogs on shift. I love them. They make a bad call just the best. I love dogs. I love the confused look. I'm thankful and love the confused look that gives way to pure joy that a little kid makes when you turn on your lights and sirens for them. So when you go, do you want me to run the lights and sirens? You want to see them? And they're like, yeah. And then their parent usually hypes them up and is like, he's going to turn on the lights and sirens for you. And the kid's super happy. And then when you first do it, they look like, what in the shit? And then they're immediately like happy and they're just like, this is awesome. But maybe they didn't expect it to be so loud or they didn't understand exactly what they got into. I am thankful that seems to consistently happen every time I do it, because it's almost like I do it to see that look because it's so cute. I like that. If you've ever done it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I am thankful for patients with dementia who say the exact thing that you're thinking the moment. So when you're thinking about a nurse, you're like, God, I can't stand this pain in the ass. That dementia patient doesn't miss a beat. Like from your brain to their mouth, they say to that nurse, you're a pain in the ass. And you're just like, oh, did I do that? Am I a ventriloquist? Oh my God. Like, I'm thankful for that. It happens so often and I hope it never stops. I'm incredibly thankful for that. It's funny as hell. And it is one of those things that I will never tire of, ever. I'm thankful for dark chocolate, 72% or better. I'm thankful for my purchase of the living room movie screen so that we can have our family movie nights and Carrie and I can have our date nights. I've shown a picture of it back when we were watching Billy Madison. And yeah, I definitely am happy I got that. With the pandemic, going to the movies was a big thing that we like to do. I was able to bring the movie theater inside our house, which was really cool. And last but certainly not least, I am thankful for bourbon and Coke Zero. I love that mixed drink. Bourbon and Cokes, like rum and Cokes. But this year I discovered I do like bourbon. I'm a very big fan. I think it kind of came about last year when I was in Kentucky. I was in Louisville, Kentucky for the America's Got Talent audition, and I got to try bourbon in Louisville, Kentucky. Or as the locals say, Louisville. I don't know how to say it, but I call it Louisville, whatever. But I was able to have bourbon, and there was something about it that just, wow, that's a good drink. And then it just, this year became Ben and the bourbon. I don't drink it, but maybe once a week at most. I think I skipped this past week, and a couple of weeks I didn't have any. I forgot to get some. I might get some this weekend, maybe not. But yeah, I do like the bourbon and Coke Zero. That is a great drink. I've done bourbon and sweet tea too. I like that too, but bourbon and Coke Zero I am thankful for. So like I said, in no particular order, some things were EMS related, but some things were more important than that, like sweet and spicy chili. I mean the health of my family and the health of all of you and my own personal health. So, but seriously, the purple bag, sweet and spicy chili Doritos were just amazing. So let's move on to what you said. What in EMS are you thankful for? We start off on Facebook. Facebook, first up, Les C. Good to see you, Les. You weren't here the last podcast. Missed your presence. Glad to have you back. Les C said, I'm thankful for those partners that are like a long-lost friend, the ones that you click with right off the start. That's fun. I agree with that one. I have a partner who is about to join me on the 24. Her and I have worked for the same companies, but at different times, although we did work at 911 together, but she was on the south end. No, I was on the south end. I think she was on the islands. We never met. I mean, like we saw each other in passing, I guess, at like in-service and stuff, but we never worked a shift together in the years that we worked at 911 at the same time. We got to work together on a shift at this place and instantly hit it off. And so she is going to become my regular partner on the 2448, and I could not be happier about it. She's great, and I cannot wait to work with her. So there you go. I agree with you there, Les. Charles H. said he's thankful for the people that he worked with who he can call friends. That's nice. Lance and Dilly, when they parted, I did put that little thing in there that said, how many partners do you still talk to? Hit close to home. A lot of you were very sad by that comment, but it is a fact that when we stop working together, a lot of us do lose touch. A lot of us separate. But if you have ones that you could still call friends, that's good stuff. And Charles H., I'm glad you have that. Trevor Q. said, I'm thankful for the EMS Brotherhood. There really isn't anything else like it. Also, all the once-in-a-lifetime stuff I've seen and done, both the laughing and the crying stuff. Very few people can say that they've brought life into this world and held the hand of someone as they left the world and everything in between. I'm glad to be one of those few. I agree there, Trevor, very much. I'm thankful for those things as well. Not to steal your thunder, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people can agree with that. And Trevor, that is the experience. You know, if you focus on all the negatives, if you focus on all the bad things about EMS, you're missing the greater experience. And I think you spelled that out pretty plain English. So thank you, Trevor. Chuck F. said, the pay, obviously. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, I mean, yeah, thankful for the pay. Being part of such a tremendous family, not only those you work with, but those you meet along the way. Being able to strike up a conversation with a perfect stranger simply because you noticed a shirt, a patch, a hat, or even a stance. I recall a snowy day that a man approached me in need of a jump start. He said he felt like he could ask me because I looked like an EMT, and he was one as well. That's awesome, Chuck. Chuck continues, I am also thankful for the skill set that allows me to be there in a time of need and sharing those skills with others by teaching. That's good stuff, Chuck. I completely agree. And that's, yeah. Recognizing others. I recognize firefighters a lot. And that's just, I think, being on scenes and just seeing their, being fascinated kind of by them and maybe studying them a little bit more or observing them a little bit more than I do my brothers and sisters in EMS, I totally recognize a firefighter in public, even when they're out of uniform and everything. I can guess it relatively 7 to 8 times out of 10. So yeah, it's pretty funny, right? Nick H said 2 words: power load. Yes, we have power loaders on 2 of our trucks at my present service. And the prior service that we worked for, the one that these 3 came from, if you don't know the story, really super fast, 3 guys that I used to work with at a previous ambulance service, a private ambulance service that sucks, they left and started their own. Of course, I was very shortly behind them, quick. Like, as soon as they said, we're looking to hire people, I was out. Peace. Came right over. Anyway, but they made it a point to get these ambulances, and the ambulances had power loaders pre-installed. I'll tell you, it is a back saver and a lifesaver. Nick H., you know it. But 2, it makes that old service of ours jealous as shit every time that they see us. That is awesome. And their jealousy, it's like Pennywise from It, how he fed on fear. I like feed on that jealousy. It's like jealousy, tasty, tasty jealousy. that was creepy. I didn't mean to do that to you. Sorry. Moving on. Will W. Will W. said patients that have socks on, Chuck's pads. Well, he said Chuck pads and put a spelling. I believe it's Chuck's. Placed before they are needed. I love that, Will. Thankful, because I know a lot of you have problems with the feet. I'm not so grossed out by feet. I don't want them. I don't want them on my shirt. I don't want to see, you know, foot ash or dead skin footprints on my shirt. Like, I'm not a fan of them, the bare feet that are really crazy touching me. But some people that I have worked with, and Will, you may be one of these people, can't even stand the sight of them. They don't even like looking at feet. So patients who have socks on, big thing to be thankful for. Will's got that. And having down the Chuck's pad, yeah, doubling those things up, tripling those things up, because, yeah, they're going to pee. They're going to pee. And they're in a gown that has an open back, and they're bare butting it on our stretcher, and those pads are a lifesaver. So, Will, I'm right there with you, bud. Shane E. said, I'm thankful for waterproof emergency blankets when transporting patients with incontinence. I agree, except I've had experience in county where you lay down where you lay down that yellow sheet. I mean, it's yellow where I was. I don't know about yours, but yellow. And unfortunately, that kind of creates a water slide right to the bottom of the stretcher, like right to the back door. I've noticed that. I'd rather take a Chuck's pad that was absorbable, you know, that would absorb than waterproof. But still, maybe you've got a trick. Maybe you know something that I don't. Maybe you push it down between the legs and do some crazy thing where you sumo them with it. I don't know. But but still, I like I said, those blankets have always made me nervous, because I don't want to go to lift somebody up on the tail end of the stretcher or bring down the power load and just swoom, like a dump a nice bucket of, yeah. Moving on. Kevin JP said he's thankful for Lucas. I guess the Lucas device. Chuck's, awesome coworkers, and a great support network. That's key. Support network, and not just in mental, physical as well. Like in, I'm able to work a 24-hour shift because I know that Carrie can hold down the fort, you know? So I've been working on a shift where Bridget has bonked her head and I think busted open, had to go to the hospital and get glued, and she just scooped her up, took her over to the hospital. I was able to finish that last little part of my shift. I got over there, and I don't even think I made it before the glue was already on. You know, I made it down to the ER. So having a spouse who's got things well in hand takes the pressure off too. So not all support is just being somebody there that you can talk to. Sometimes it's just knowing that the things that you can't be there for are being taken care of. So Kevin JP, right on. Thankful. Brad S. is also. Brad S. says he's thankful for auto loaders. Power loads, auto loads. I don't know if you have an auto load. Does that thing pull the stretcher in itself? Like, is it fully automated? I can't remember if I've ever used one of those. I remember the first one I saw the power load was at the Stryker exhibit at EMS Today in Salt Lake City. So that would have been about 4 years ago. That power loader, I was like, oh man, this is awesome. But there's no way that we're ever going to see those in Charleston because we are so behind the times. And now every single truck at the 911 services around here have them. I think almost every single one. So that really should be the standard. But in private service, you knew you were never going to see it, except my private service, which is a great bunch of guys who take care of their boys and girls. You guys are great. Thank you. So power loaders, auto loaders, Brad S., thankful for them too, as I've said. Bridget W. is thankful for three things, and she numbered them in this order. One, those longtime partners who become close friends and honorary family members, which her kids, she says, have honorary aunts and uncles, several of them. And my kids have a few too, but not from EMS, just friends of mine, but I know what you're talking about. Number two, the random partners you end up working with and they become good friends. Yep, I love that too. We talked about that back there. And then number three, being able to help someone's day be a little better, to show kindness to someone who may not have that in their life. That is something I have said in conversation, in podcast, in anywhere. There's a way that you treat someone medically. There's a way that you treat someone personally. And sometimes the way that you just treat them, by treating them as a person, by validating that their feelings, their fears, their everything is real, you could do 90% of your work. You know, they have all these medical complaints, and sometimes just by listening to those complaints, you've cured a good bulk of them, because maybe it's just crying out, just getting someone to care about something, and you show that you care about them as a person. That's a lot of times what most people need, you know? They're in a nursing home, their family never visits, or they're at home, their family never stops by, or they have a kid who's kind of burnt out. Now, maybe not by no fault of their own, but they're burnt out taking care of mom or dad. And they just want that feeling of compassion. They want that feeling of somebody caring. And when we provide that, we do wonders that have nothing to do with starting an IV and pushing a single ounce of liquid through it, you know? So pretty good stuff. Thank you, Bridget. That's awesome. Josh C., wrapping up the last one on Facebook, Josh C. said, I am thankful for the Lucas, progressive protocols, and adequate staffing. Oh, he says, and no IFT, no interfacility transports. That was one thing when I worked at 911, I definitely didn't miss. I was like, oh, this is nice. But on the flip side, some interfacility transports, a little bit longer distance, can be kind of fun. Can be, the drive back is nice. Not necessarily the whole ride with somebody who hates every bump that you hit or something like that and complains the whole entire time. And you got to keep getting up and shifting them to on the left and putting them on their right and sitting the back up and laying the back down and putting the feet end up and putting the foot end down. And yeah, it can be a rough couple hours there, but the ride back is so nice. Cranking up music and getting an uninterrupted bunch of food to eat. It's nice. It's nice. So that wraps up Facebook. Thank you, everybody. And I'm thankful for all of you following me on Facebook. Thank you so much. And for commenting on the podcast, I'm very thankful. Twitter only had one. Sam A. Sam A said, they are thankful for Lucas devices and coffee. I'm surprised. I think that's the first time anybody mentioned coffee. I do. I mean, granted, I did say in EMS, and maybe they don't consider coffee necessarily an EMS-related thing. But I don't know. I think enough of you drink coffee and energy drinks. There should be a sponsorship. They should do like paramedics blend or like EMT's friend brand coffee, something. It's definitely, I think it goes hand in hand for his mouth. I don't drink them. I don't drink either of those, but for all of you, I'm pretty sure it's an EMS related thing. But thank you. That was all on Twitter. Thank you, Sam, as well. I'm thankful that you follow me on Twitter and that you comment on my podcast things. Thank you so much for being a fan. Instagram. First up, Leron K. Leron K said she's thankful that chocolate exists. That's it. That chocolate exists. Did you ever watch Scrub? I mean, not Scrubs. My mistake. Back it up. Sirens. If you ever watched Sirens, you would remember Cassius had his stash of, was it Twix bars? Little Twix bars and Dr. Peppers, maybe? I remember he had a stash of two things. One was a soda and one was a mini candy bar. And he kept the mini candy bars, the Twixes or whatever, in the fridge. Or no, in the freezer. And he said, don't you touch my Twix in the freezer. And or Kit Kats. See, it's all fuzzy because when they went to the other station, some other guy had the same exact thing going on over there. And I'm getting the foods confused because I haven't seen the show in a long time. But that was Cash's thing. And some people have a thing. And that might be Leron K's thing, is that chocolate exists because after a bad call, maybe she comes back, pops in a Hershey Kiss, and all is right with the world. Who knows? That's what I believe. But I'm thankful for you, Leron. Brian S. said he's thankful for the chances and opportunities we get to change our patients' lives, that either being physically or mentally. Brian S., I'm sorry I stepped on your comment earlier, but as you know, I agree. And exactly what I talked about. Right on, Brian. Thank you so much. Adam A. said he's thankful for the varying levels of sleep available on 24s. It isn't much, but it's something. I am not a paramedic, but I hear that from my dad all the time. So, okay, so he's thankful for the varying levels of sleep available on 24s that his dad, as a paramedic, gets. So being that he's not a paramedic, it's like, I'm thankful that my dad still gets to sleep. That's sweet. I can dig it, because it probably also affects his mood when he comes home, right? But thank you, Adam. Stephen B. said he is thankful for cops. That's it. Not police officers, but cops. Maybe the TV show? I don't know. I'm teasing. I definitely think it's the officers on duty. But still, thankful for cops. Right on, Steven. Ruth V said, the fact that I haven't started my training and etc. yet, once I do, I'll be falling down the rabbit hole. So, Ruth, you're thankful that you're not one of us. Is that what you're telling me? I mean, that's kind of, I don't know, could be perceived as a little shitty. Just kidding. Be thankful. It's not all it's cracked up to be. I'm messing around. Come on, join the dark side. Come down the rabbit hole with us, Ruth. Come on. Sorry, creepy. And then wrapping up on Instagram, Alan G says, simply Lucas. Lucas devices, I would imagine also, nobody has mentioned it, but auto pulses. Those devices that do the compressions for you, a lot of you seem to be thankful for, and I completely understand. Moving on to Reddit. Once again, the subreddit is r/EMScapades. It is the official one for all things EMScapades. I used to post comic strips there. I post the podcast stuff there sometimes. I think I post the video of Bridget and I in the car. It is just another extension of the social media, has a lot of the same things that are on the other social media pages. If you are a Redditor, follow it. If not, maybe we'll have some action on the other subreddit that shared my stuff. But let's find out what they said on the official subreddit of EM Escapades. Tactical Blue said he's thankful for, or she's thankful for. Now, these names are all nondescript. I really don't know if they're male or female. They're just screen names that are very, very gamer sounding, actually. They don't really have, you know, there's no first or last name I can assign to any of this. So Tactical Blue says they're thankful for good partners that are good friends and the chance to help people who need it. I agree there, Tactical. Thank you. VFib said they're thankful for, I've met some absolutely awesome partners and patients. That's probably my favorite part of the job. Same thing that Tactical Blue said. Good friends, chance to help people, good patients. Good people just make everything better, don't they? I'm thankful for good people, too. Thank you, VFib. Sparky325 said they are thankful for the sense of fulfillment. That's something we don't talk about too often, right, Sparky? Feeling fulfilled, because there's a lot of things in the job that fall short. The pay, sometimes the leadership, sometimes just simple things, you know, fall short of, you know, not our expectations, but they don't fulfill us as much as maybe somebody else in another line of work or another job. But overall, what we do, you should feel pretty fulfilled, right? With what we do. I mean, not everybody can do what we do, and there's a shortage a growing. And after this COVID thing, I don't know how many are going to join us, you know, because this scares a lot of people. So who knows, right? So feel fulfilled, everyone. Sparky325 does, and you should too. Thank you, Sparky. Taylor Ray 33 says they are thankful for good partners, the super sweet old ladies that just make your day. Oh, super sweet little old ladies that just make your day, and the opportunity to help those in need. The good outweighs the bad most of the time and makes the stupid calls, frequent flyers, and crappy hours worth it. Most of the time, I'll take that. Hard to see because one shit show or bad time at 3 a.m. can make the whole entire 12 or 24 just negated. You're like, well, this shift went to shit. But probably the other 23 or 22 hours of it weren't that bad, you know? So maybe the good does outweigh the bad. Maybe it's just what direction you're looking in. So thank you, Taylor Ray. That's a great perspective. I like that. Golden Potatoes 7. So maybe seven is a lucky number for you, or you're the seventh one who wanted the name Golden Potatoes, or the eighth one, considering Golden Potatoes without a number probably got that. So there's a lot of fans out there. There's quite a few fans out there of Golden Potatoes. I like it. Golden Potatoes says they are thankful for the partner that becomes your best friend and call notes that state, quote, 90-year-old female, psych evaluation, running people over with her walker. Yes. Yes. That is a good one. Thank you, Golden Potatoes 7. Dog Terbork. Not doctor, but dog. D-O-G. Dog Terbork. Maybe wants to be a vet. Maybe wants to be a dogter. I don't know. Said, they are thankful for, on top of just the great people who work in this field, I have never had more free rein at a job than I do on a rig, in the sense that we're unsupervised and unpredictable for the most part. Feels like the Wild West at times. That's true. And I can elaborate, but Steve BB10 replied to Borks and said, that's so true. They said, that's so true. And I would agree with that, but Steve BB10 actually replied to Bork's comment on Reddit and said, that's so true. I go months at a time without interacting with management. Months without seeing management, like, at all. Must be night shifters. But still, the unsupervised, yeah, that's pretty cool. I guess that's pretty cool if you think about it. Just being trusted to kind of do your own thing. Yeah, they actually made it a policy back in 911 that the supervisors had to at least go around to the station and see the crews at least once a shift. You know, because there was times where we were left to our own devices, and probably went a little too Wild West at times. So Bork and Steve, thank you so much. The anti-fire said, everybody is saying it, but it's true. Partners and associates think law enforcement officers and fire, and the one in a million fantastic patient that keeps you in stitches all the way to the end point. They also go on to say, one other thing, rural EMS here, I'm really grateful for that one box they decided to buy that has four-wheel drive. Yes, dirt roads turn into mud roads real quick. And four-wheel drive probably is a blessing. So the anti-fire, thank you so much. Those are really awesome things to be thankful for. And mentioning law enforcement and fires is pretty right on, too. So thank you, anti-fire. Turbo RG. I don't know. That's how it's spelled. Turbo RG. Turborg. Nah, maybe. I don't know. Turberg says, they love the fact that, okay, says, I'm thankful for the fact that I can turn up to work, take the keys to a 250,000 euro Mercedes, and just go do my job without having managers breathe down my neck all day and constantly checking up on me. Overall, you're just trusted to do your job. It's nice. So kind of tacking on to the Wild West and the unsupervised and not having to deal with management breathing down your neck is what you're saying. But also being trusted with an ambulance with a lot of equipment on it and all that stuff. Yeah, that's something that we take for granted, because anytime that you can take that and return it in one piece with all the things on it in one piece, then yeah, I guess that's a good thing. So I like that. That's a way of looking at something. So thank you very much. And thank you, everybody, for the EMScapades Reddit. I'm thankful for all of you as well. Over on REMS, like I said, this is the EMS Reddit that has been around a long time, and it was where I kicked off the beginnings of EMScapades. And I am forever grateful for them giving me kind of a platform to share these little doodles I was doing, which was the kickoff to everything that you enjoy now. So this is almost my home on Reddit, or my first home on Reddit, I should say. My first home on Reddit was REMS. They shared it, the anti-fire shared it over there, and then hipped me to the fact that they had shared it over there. And so I got to go over there and gather up these responses, and I read them to you. And if you want this to be the beginning of a beautiful friendship, let me know, okay? All right, guys. First off, Merce Joe. So Merce, as in maybe male nurse. Merce Joe said, they're thankful for auto loaders and Lucas machines. Touched on both of those. I think everyone will still always be thankful for those things. Crustillion says, they are thankful for old ladies that call you handsome. Ooh. Oh, hold on. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't think I still had that button, did you? But I do. I think I said that at the beginning, didn't I? I said, you can call me Ben, you can call me Clincy, or you can call me handsome. Did I say that? Maybe. But yes, when they call you handsome, and they make a big deal out of me because I have longer hair right now, and it's curly. My hair is naturally curly and wavy. So I have these curls, and I have long eyelashes, and they make a big deal out of me. It's really funny. They're like, oh, you're so handsome, and I wish I had your curls, and I wish I had your eyes, and it's funny. And I have rosy cheeks, too. So they're like, I have to put on blush or rouge to make my cheeks look like yours. And those old ladies, they fawn over me sometimes. It's really cute. So, yes, I do like that. You know, and I'm not, you know, necessarily in to the older ladies. I like them older. My wife's 4 years older than me, but the elderly, not so much. But If things change, then a compliment, ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Could get you anywhere with me. Oh, that's so creepy. Thank you, guys. Moving on. Random Phantoms said that paramedics that encourage EMTs. They're thankful for paramedics that encourage EMTs. You should always want to be that partner. You know, I know we eat our young. A lot of times people do. We should always be that kind of partner. It's rough. It's rough because some of the younger set, and not you guys, because you're here. Because you're cool by proxy. Some of the younger sets, some of the newer EMTs are just entitled, maybe? Entitled? And that's rough to overcome, you know, because they grew up feeling like the world constantly owes them something. And some of that behavior is hard to unteach. So, but don't stop. I think all paramedics should encourage EMTs and should want to help them see that we need good people. You know, we need lifers if you can get them, but we just need good people in general. So thankful for that. And so is Random Phantoms. I agree with you there. BGL210. Hold on 1 second. This mic stand. If I'm fudging around with it too much, it's making noise. BGL210 said they are thankful for a weekly paycheck. Wow, you get paid weekly and not biweekly? Hell yeah, BGL. That's pretty cool. But thankful for a paycheck at all is really nice. This name on EMS, it says PayPal me $10. That's what their name is. PayPal me $10. They said that they are thankful for the 10% off at fast food. And I don't really have a lot of those down here. They don't do a lot of EMS discounts. They do discounts for police and fire, but not EMS, which is such bullshit. But it's up to the business. But if you got PayPal'd $10 and 10% off, you'd be able to probably buy like two meals with those $10. So PayPal here, $10, might have a system. They might have it figured out. You may never pay for a meal again if you work it out right. So anyway, thank you for that one. Scarlet's Letters. I'm trying to understand this one. Scarlet's Letters said they are thankful for a free buffet of firemen and cops. Huh. Okay. There's a little bit to unpack here, isn't there? Let's go ahead and do it. I should have saved it for last. Let's read the last two and then go back to Scarlet's Letters, shall we? Okay, we'll do that. So moving on, it's Boppo on EMS, Reddit, R-E-M-S, says they're thankful for the one ham and cheese sandwich left in the EMS room. There you go. So your favorite, which I like the peanut butter and jelly on Crustables, but when you have that one left, you're just like, yes, somebody knew I was going to be here. Somebody was looking out for me. Some force, something greater than myself, knew I needed this sandwich, and I am thankful. That's pretty cool. And then last up, Black Mamba 329 said they are thankful for the camaraderie, night shift especially, which last one, night shift versus day shift, one of the ones we did previously, I think it was the last episode, that was one of the things that was spoke about, the camaraderie of night shift. It's just different. We all, that vampire, everybody just speaks to each other differently. You're able to maybe be a little bit more loose, say some cuss words you wouldn't normally say during the day, things like that. I like it. I like that too. So I'm thankful for that. Now let's go back to Scarlet's Letters. Okay. Thankful for the free buffet of firemen and cops. Okay. I'm assuming you were talking about To say all you can eat just sounds terrible, doesn't it? It sounds terrible. In a sexual connotation, sounds terrible. And the fact that your name is Scarlet's Letters, which the Scarlet Letter was where Hester Prynne, I believe it was, had to wear the A on her shirt. A Scarlet A, the Scarlet Letter, because she was found to be an adulterer. So, are you dating, screwing, let's just be blunt, running through a line of firemen and cops? Married firemen and married cops? Or are you yourself married and you're just going ahead and taking down a line of new firemen and new cops, these young guys? You're just moving through the buffet. It's just so much to think about that I just didn't want to stop the progress of all the things we were thankful for to try and figure this one out. So I came back to you. And I have even more questions than I'm ever going to have answers. So Scarlet's Letters, I may or may not discuss it on the podcast. It is truly up to you. Write me. If you hear this, write me. I have to know more. Maybe I will do an episode about workplace hookups. I'm not sure. But maybe we'll just put a little thing aside for you to further explain this story. A free buffet of firemen and cops. I want to know numbers. I want to know how many items are on this buffet and how many you have tried. And I want to know more. I really do. I don't know why I do, but I do. Maybe I'm fascinated. I'm curious. Maybe I've been married a long time and I like Miss Old Penthouse Forum and Red Shoe Diaries. You know, maybe I just...
Oh, yeah.
Just need to know more for my own personal curiosity. Okay, so on that note, I think we'll end this show. Just real quick, the housekeeping here at the end. If you do not follow me on the social media pages, please do so. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, REMS. Thank you so much for including mine over there. I hope we can work together again in the future. And there is emscapades.com. Oh, it's the places you can listen to this podcast. I know for a fact it is on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Spotify, pretty much everywhere where podcasts are. And if it isn't on there, get with me and maybe I can try and get it on that service. But I'm pretty sure this podcast is available just about everywhere. So please go ahead and subscribe to one of those and listen. You can also always listen on emscapades.com. There is also a shop there that I hope that you visit. It is emscapades.com/shop. There are t-shirts, links to the books, beanies, hats. I think that's it. T-shirts, beanies, hats, books. Yeah, I think that's it. Maybe cell phone case, mugs. I don't know. I don't know what all I have on there anymore. But I know nothing there is over $25. So please stop by. Look at something. If you like it, buy it. Patronize EM Escapades. I would really love to see you representing my stuff out there. More than I need the money, I just love seeing my artwork across your chests out there, letting everybody know that EM Escapades is a thing. So thank you so much. And as I said, I am thankful for each and every one of you. I am thankful for your good health. I'm thankful to have you as a fan. I'm thankful to have you as an ear for me to come back to week in and week out. And I hope that you continue to stick around. But regardless, I am thankful of this time we've had together. I'm thankful of every time that we've had together. I can only hope they continue. And if for some reason they ever stop, I was always just as thankful and will always be thankful of any time that I have had in your life. So thank you so much, everybody. You guys are the best. And look for the new podcast question to come out in the next couple of days. And I promise you, I will do my very best. I cannot promise exactly, but I'll do my very best to have an episode this Monday and every Monday for the foreseeable future. But thank you if you are back again and I didn't lose you with the skipping of a week. And I hope that your holidays were good, and I hope you're looking forward to the holidays coming up. And let's do this again real soon, okay? All right. Well, that's it. I think I'm out of here. But as always, be safe, stay healthy, and I love you guys. Bye-bye.